Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamai's Daf Ches. We are holding 12 lines from the top of the Amud. We want to answer a kasha that we had. Why do we need a pasuk v'aleha, to disallow Yibam by an erva? Isn't it obvious? Although Yibam certainly is a mitzvah saseh, but why would it override the Isra Arayis, which entail a lois saseh with kares? Asay can't do that. So why do we need a pasuk? Answers the Gemara. V'yibo is same. Here's another pshat, another answer to your kash. If not for the pasuk, I would say Yibam by an erva is meant to happen. Why? Asya be'akesha medrabiyena. We're going to apply the connection presented by Rabiyena. Da Rabiyena, v'yitema, some say Runa, b'yidav Yeshua, amakro. All our rayas are bundled together as one. When it comes to other halachas, kikol asher yasin, mikol ta'ivas eilu v'nichrus. Hukshu kol, we find all the arayas bundled together as one group. The halacha that applies to one applies to all. And perhaps, pertaining to the sugya of Yibam, we can make a bundle as well, connection as follows. Hukshu kol arayas kula le'eshas ach. We know that an eshas ach, brother's wife, or brother's almana, falls to Yibam. Despite the fact that she's an erva, one may not marry a sister-in-law. But in this situation where she has no children, she's mutter, she's a yevama. Perhaps we're going to apply this concept to all other arayis as well. A daughter, a wife's sister, a chayisish, everything. We'll have the same halach. Hukshu kol arayis kulam le'ishasach. And we'll say, ma ishasach sharia. Just like Isra ishasach becomes mutter in a yevam scenario, Af kol arayis namishayu, and the same will apply to all arayis. And therefore, we need a pasuk to disallow it. Kasa rachmona aleha, to tell you no. Achayis isha is asr. Bita is asr. Even in a yibam circumstance. Why? Because the pasuk speaks about achayis isha, a wife's sister, has the word aleha, which indicates that even in a yibam situation, there's no heter. There's no heter for achayis isha. Now, on one side of the coin we have eishes ach, brother's wife, brother's widow, who's mutter in a yibam circumstance. On the other side we have achayis isha, wife's sister. Aleha, don't do it even with makom yibam. What about the other arayis? We have many more arayis. Who says that we should equate them to achayis isha, in which case they're usher in a yibam circumstance? Perhaps let's connect them to Eishes Ach, brother's wife, which allows Yibam in a Yibam circumstance. I understand there's a pasuk that this allows Achis Isha from Yibam. What about the rest of Arayis? Michti, kol Arayis, ikala kushinu le'Eishes Ach. The other Arayis can be compared to Eishes Ach. In which case, they are a mutter in a Yibam situation, just like Eishes Ach is. Vikala kushinu Achis Isha. Or we can equate them to Achayis Isha, wife's sister, in which case they're usher, even in a Yibam situation. Who says to prefer one over the other? My chaz is the actress Achayis Isha. Who's to say that you meant to connect them to Achayis Isha and disallow Yibam because of the erva circumstance? Akshinu la'ishas ach, let's compare them to brother's wife, which allows Yibam. Yibay Yisema, one teretz would be l'kula v'chumra. We have a choice of connection which leads to a kula, or connecting in a ifin that leads to a chumra, the chumra makshina, and we connect in a chumra manner. That's a klal and shas, and therefore we have a choice connected to Eisha Zach and Rimata Yibam, connected to Achayis Isha, and forbid Yibam we do the latter. Yibam Yisem, another teretz. Let's think for a second. What's it more comparable to? Hachatre Yisri. Here, by a daughter, an aunt. You have a double isra, a daughter, and she's married to your brother, it's a sister-in-law, so it's two isurim wrapped together. V'chatre isuri. In the case of achayis isha, there as well, you have two isurim. She's achayis isha, and she's also eishes ach. So it's pretty close in nature, it's two and two. So we connect and we say, just like achayis isha is usher in a yibam circumstance, likewise bito yan achayis and the rest. Utre mitre yafina, right? We learn two from two. Aval hacha, but in the case of a simple eshes ach, that's all she is. She's nothing else than a brother's wife. It's only one potential isser. Perhaps that's why it's mutar bayim. Chada isser. Utremi chada liyal finan. Who's to allow? Who's to say that we should connect a case which has two isserim to a case that only has one? And therefore we can't draw any halachis from the typical eshes ach to another erva that has two isserim on top of her. So that's his first mahalach in the Gemara. Why do we need a pasuk to disallow yibam? In a erva circumstance, perhaps I would be mater, all arayis by yibam, like a hekesh to eshesach. That's why we need a pasuk to disallow it. Here comes another approach. Rava Amar, you had a kasha, right? Who's to even think that yibam would be allowed in a erva circumstance that has karis? You're right, you're 100% right. Rav ama erva gufa loy tzricha kra. There's no need to have a pasuk to disallow yibam by an erva. The erva herself is exempted from yibam. Why? Because of your kasha. De'ein asay deicha loy sasay sheish bakaris. There's no hava amina. The asay of yibam will push aside a lav that has karis. So what then do we need a pasuk for? Not for the erva, for the fellow wife, for the tzara, who's present in that same household with the erva. The brother dies, and they both fall to yibam. Not only is the erva pater, but the tzara as well, as we learned back in that base. That's why we need a pasuk for the tzara, which is a new concept introduced to us right here. She's not typically an erva. She's just a brother's wife. Nothing more. She's not his daughter. She's not Shimon, the surviving brother's daughter, his sister, nothing, just a sister-in-law, which is a potential yibam. She's fine for yibam, but since she's in the same household as the erva, right? Reuben was married to Rachel, who happens to be Shimon's daughter, and also to Leah, who's a stranger to Shimon. So Rachel can't fall a yibam to Shimon because she's an erva to Shimon. Aside from being his brother's wife, she's his daughter. That's out of the question. Asay cannot push aside Leah's asay with karis. The chiddush is for the Sarah, the other wife, Leah, who is the second wife to Reuben. She also asked to leave him on Shimon. The pasuk comes to disallow the Sarah. If ever Sarah, really, the ever doesn't need a pasuk book, Svatanya, Ein Leela, he. Back in the Gimel, the Gemara had a Brisa, which seemed to indicate that the Erva needs a pasuk as well. Gemara says, well, the erva is aser because of the pasuk. What about the tzara? It sounds like the erva is also based on pasuk, not just on logic. Mishum tzaras, you're right. The erva itself doesn't need a pasuk. Just the Gemara was going through the different steps. Well, the erva is aser, now comes the tzara, but the ikar pasuk is for the tzara. Vaktani, but the brisa continues and says, Ein li elahein, but the other arayis, they're aser. And what about the tzara? So it sounds like the ervas themselves need a pasuk. Mishum tzara is saying, it's just a language that we use to get into the tzoris, but really the erva itself is pasha, she's exempt from yibam. Tashma, we're going to have a raya, a kasha, on Rava. Rava says an erva is obviously exempt without a pasuk. Listen to this price. So up until now we had the pasuk of leisikach, isha l'chois leisikach, leisikach litzrer legalis ervasa oleh b'chaya, back in Nafkimon Beis. This was the source to disallow yibam by an erva, or as the Gemara tells us, by the tzara, erva's pashut. Rebbe had a different approach, same result, the same idea, but from a different source. Rebbe Omer, v'lokach. He could have said, v'lokach. Yivamoy, yavoy aleha, right? When the brother passes away without children. So the yavam, yivamah, the yavam, her yavam, meaning the surviving brother, who's the potential yavam for this yavama, yavay lo, should have a relation with her, ulukacha, like the isha, v'yibma. Should take her in as a wife, and do yibma. It could have just said, v'lakach, why v'lakacha? V'lakach would be enough. V'lakacha. It could have said, v'yibim, v'yabim. Why would it say, v'yabma, an extra lash? It's a drash. Come to tell you that only this one, not another one. Le'eser tzores v'arayis. It's coming to disallow yibam by an erba and by a tzara. And soon the Gemara will tell us exactly how it works. But in any case, it's clear that you need a pasuk for the erva itself. That's not like Rava, who tells us erva gufa litzricha kro. An erva is obviously exempt and disallowed from you. Ema, let's reword Rebbe. Lesser tzoris shel arayis. The pasuk is telling us that tzora of the erva is also the erva itself. It's pasha that she's also. But tzrei kai kenosiv. What do you mean? He has two psukim. Ulakach and viiva. Sounds like one is for the erva, one is for the tzora. My love, should we not assume chad le'erva? One is to disallow the erva by yibam, but chad le'tzara, to disallow the tzara. Why? Either v'idi le'tzara, they're both for the tzara. Why two psukim? Chad, one pasuk, le'meisar, tzara b'makim mitzvah. One is telling you that in a mitzvah circumstance, meaning in a yibam situation, the tzara is asr. V'chad, the other pasuk is, le'mishri tzara shalai b'makim mitzvah. Tell you that all kinds of tzara only pertains to a yibam situation. Meaning, let's say somebody's daughter is married to a stranger, and that stranger happens to have another wife as well. That other wife doesn't get affected by Reuven's daughter. So let's say that other wife ends up marrying Reuven's brother. There's nothing wrong with Reuven being Miyavim that Isha, just because she happened to be, at one point in her lifetime, in one household with Reuven's Erva, with Reuven's daughter. Doesn't affect her. This is a Yibam concept. When an Erva falls Liyibam together with another wife in the same household, that Tzora gets affected or infected by the Erva, and the entire household is disallowed from Yibam, is rejected from Yibam. That's why we need two psukim. One is, let's introduce the concept of tzara, but let's explain further. Tzara is only a yibum concept. My time, how do we see it from the pasuk? Because it says, which tells us, in a yibum situation, then not only is the erva asr, but the tzara gets asr as well. She's affected by the erva. But if it's a non-Yibam circumstance, Shari Yitzara, just because she happened to be in the same household as an Erva, there's no Issa that jumps onto her for the future. So bottom line is, according to Rebbe, the source for Issa Tzara is from V'lokach and V'yavam, V'lokach as a Miyot, only this one, not that one, disallow a Tzara's Erva for Yibam, but only if she joined the Erva in a Yibam circumstance, meaning Reuven and Shimon, right? So Reuven passes away without children. He has Rachel and Leah. Rachel happens to be an Erva on Shimon. She's a Shimon's daughter. Not only is Rachel Asar on Shimon, because she's an Erva, but the other woman as well, Leah, who fell together with Rachel, Li Yibam to Shimon, she became affected by the Erva. Once again, because was speaking that she joined her in a Yibam circumstance. Amar Vashi, I'm going to support Rava. Instead of asking, I'm going to bring him a Raya. That what? That the Erva itself is obviously potter from Yibam without any psukim. Mas nisin namiteka. Take a close look at our first Mishnah back in that base. What does it say? Diktani, chamesh esrei noshim, those 15 arayas, poiter tzarasin. They disallow the tzaras. They spill over onto the tzara. What about themselves? There's only to discuss them because it's pasha der asal Yibam. Vilu pturais, u poiter saktani. It doesn't say their potter number one and also the other. Tzara's potter, doesn't say that. Shema, it's a riot because the Erev itself is pasha that she's potter without any source whatsoever. Ask the Gemara why. Let's ask a kashan Rava. Umayishna Erev adloy tzicha kro. Why is it that you maintain that the Erev itself doesn't need a pasuk to disallow Yibam? Well, because the Eina say, because the Essay of Yibam doesn't have the power to punch away Deicha, Loisa say, Sheish by Karis. You can't push aside the Issa Arayis, which is a Loisa say with Karis. Okay. I understand. If so, Tzara nami loy tibayikra, the Tzara as well shouldn't need a pasuk. She's obviously forbidden from Yibam. Mishum de'ein asay, de'eche, lois asay, she'esh b'ikaris. Because once the pasuk tells us, don't marry the wife's sister, and Litzra tells you, not only herself, her Tzara as well. Well, that indicates that the Tzara is like a wife's sister, like a sister. She's an erva. She's an erva, then she has a karis. She has a karis, then Yibam can negate that. So she's the same level as the erva herself. Of course, Yibum can't apply there. Why do you need a pasuk aleha to tell you that Yibum won't apply for litzara? Of course not. She has karas. Amalei Rav Acha bar Beivi Mar Larvina. He answers like this. Hachi kamrina nachi kamer mishmei de Rav. This is the answer said in the name of Rav. Answer to your kasha is as follows. You're right. Tzor nami lo yitzrach kro. You don't need a pasuk for litzara. Because once she assumes the status of erva, of course she can't have Yibum. The pasuk is not coming for that. You know what the pasuk is coming for? To set the scenario, to present the context of the isra, of the tzara. As we just explained earlier, the tzara is only affected if she falls leyibum with the erva. It's a yibum concept. Ki yitzra kro, the pasuk is only coming to tell you lemishri tzara shleiba mecha mitzvah. To tell you that if it's a non-mitzvah, non-yibum circumstance, there's no concept of tzara. That's all the pasuk is telling you. Of course, if she's in a yibum situation with the erva, of course she's in tzaras erva, she's asal yibum, she has karas, there's no pasuk for that. You don't need a pasuk for that, it's obvious. The pasuk is coming to you matur. It's coming to explain to you that tzara is a limited concept, it's a yibum concept. But shaloi b'makam mitzvah, of course it's mutter. If Rachel and Leah will marry together to a stranger, Rachel happens to be this fellow's daughter, she doesn't affect Leah. If Leah somehow remarries and she marries this fellow's brother, she falls deep, she's mutter. My time. How do we see this in the pasuk? I'm a cro aleah. The pasuk is telling you that the concept of tzara is only when it's an aleah situation. Aleah is yivama yavay aleah in a yivam circumstance. B'makam aleah dasir. But shalai b'makam aleah, ordinarily, nothing to do with yivam. Sharia, tzara doesn't get affected. Once we say that, perhaps he's a chiddush. Perhaps the erev herself can be mutter if it's in a non-mitzvah circumstance. Interesting a suggestion. Maybe the pasuk is telling you, achos isha, don't marry your wife's sister if it's aleha in a yibum circumstance. She happens to be married to your brother with whom you share a father. But otherwise, it's no issur. Just like you say by the tzara. It's a mitzvah related, it's a yibum related concept, maybe sister-in-law as well, it's a yibum related concept. Interesting suggestion. Eima erva gufish leib makam mitzvah tishter. Maybe the erva herself is only usher if it's in a makam mitzvah, but if it's a non-mitzvah situation, she's mutter. No, you can't say that. V'lav kal v'chaymer, look, it's not logical. It's a kal v'chaymer. That it can't be. V'makam mitzvah asira. If she's usher in a yibum circumstance, meaning we negate yibum because she's an erva, shalai b'makam mitzvah shaya, can you suggest that if it's in a regular situation, no mitzvah involved, she's mutter? How can you say that? She's usher even when there's a mitzvah involved. So at the expense of mitzvah, she's usher. When there's no mitzvah, she's mutter. So he says to him, no, What do you mean? You just told me the same by the tzara. Tzara techiach. You can disprove what you just said from the tzara. There as well, we find this irony. To be makam mitzvah asira, she's only asir in a mitzvah circumstance. Shalai be makam mitzvah shari, but if it's a non-mitzvah circumstance, there's no concept of tzara. So maybe erva follows the same guidelines. Amar Lasi says to him, look, the pasuk says, alecha makra, to address this very argument of yours, the pasuk adds, b'chayya, don't marry, isha alachaysa, right, your wife's sister, lo yisikach litzra legalis ervasa, aleha b'chaya. Don't marry a wife's sister in your wife's lifetime. Kol shebechaya. Throughout her lifetime. Whether it's a yibum circumstance, an ordinary circumstance, she is asur. There you go. That's the answer to your question. So the erva is a blanket isur, regardless of the circumstance. But tzara is limited to mitzvah circumstances. She joined her in a yibum circumstance, then she becomes affected. But the erva itself, that's universal. That's always. Because of b'chayah. Asks the Gemara, hi b'chayah, that word b'chayah is not extra, it's coming to tell you something else. It's coming to tell you that after his wife passes away, you can marry your sister. So it's not available to tell us your chiddush. No, that has another pasuk. One shouldn't marry his wife and that sister while his wife is alive. But after death, he can marry his sister. So b'chayyeh is available to tell you the other halacha. What do you mean? If only from that pasuk, that wouldn't supply the goods. Havamina, perhaps I would say, this garish is Sharia. When she's still his isha, when he's still married to Rachel, he can't marry Leah, her sister. But once he divorces Rachel, he can marry Leah. She's no longer isha. Isha means through marriage. She's no longer his isha. Perhaps he can marry the sister. That's why I need the pasuk, Tamlem b'chaya, which tells you, no, as long as it's within Rachel's lifetime, you can't marry Leah. Kolosh b'chaya. It's coming to tell you, even if she got divorced, the avagav din isgar shalei, even if Rachel's divorced, you can't marry Leah. So b'chaya is coming to tell us, it's very important halach, and unavailable to tell us the other halach. Let's go back to the kasha. Perhaps, just like the tzara is a Yibam-related concept, the erva herself is only a Yibam-related concept. So one may not marry his erva if she falls to him with Yibam, but otherwise she's mut. Ella amar afuna bar tachlifa mishmei derava. Listen to this teretz. Pay closer attention to the pasuk. Terei kroi ksivi. We have two elements of that pasuk. What does the pasuk say again? V'isha alachoysa loisikach litzroira. This right means the erva and the tzara. Legalis ervasa aleh b'chaya. Only the erva is asa. Which one is it? Both or one? Litzra indicates both, the erva and the other wife. And ervasa means only the erva herself. We seem to have some sort of conflict in the pasuk. Ksiv isha l'chaysa leisikach litzra, which indicates the erva and the joint wife, the other fellow wife, is asa. Uksiv legalis ervasa. Only the erva herself is us. The chadamash, only one. Okay, then, how do you work this out? How do you figure out the pasuk? Which on the one hand says, the erva and the tzara asr. On the other hand it says, only the erva is us. Oh, it depends on the circumstance. Whether it's a mitzvah circumstance or not. B'makai mitzvah shtein asuris. If it's a yibum situation, both are asr, the erva and the tzara. Because as we said, tzara is a yibum related identity. And is also at that point. But shalai b'makom mitzvah, if it's a non-mitzvah situation, he asura, the erva is always asur. One may not marry his daughter, his mother, his aunt, his wife's sister. But sarasa muteris. But the other wife happens to be together in the same household as your erva's mutter. Because it's a non-mitzvah, non-yibam situation. Eifachana, perhaps I'll switch things around. I'll say, you know what? B'makom mitzvah, he asura, sarasa muteris. Isn't it logical to say that mitzvah allows for more to accommodate the mitzvah? So if it's in a yibum situation, maybe the erva is asur, but the tzara is mutter. But shaloi b'makom mitzvah shtein asuris. If it's a conventional situation, ordinary situation, non-mitzvah scenario, then they're both asur. Right? Isn't it logical that mitzvah allows for more? So I understand we have two psukim. One is litzra, the isha, and the erva. The erva and the tzara. And the galos arvasa says only the erva. But perhaps it's different than the way you present it. Perhaps in a mitzvah situation, the erva is asa, but the tzara is mut. In a non-mitzvah situation, the erva and the tzara are both asa. You can't lo yemer aleha, then you don't need a aleha for that. That's logic, plain logic. Of course, the mitzvah allows for more. So why does the pasuk have to say aleha, b'makom mitzvah? Coming to tell you a chiddush. Coming to tell you the opposite of what you thought. Aleha is makom mitzvah, right? Yivama yavei aleha. This double isra, for erva and tzara, is strictly in a mitzvah situation, because tzara is a mitzvah concept. She was together with her as they fell yibam. She joined the same household as they fell yibam. They're both affected. But in a non-aleho situation, in a non-yibam scenario, the erva is always us. Erva is an erva. Whether married to a brother or to a stranger, doesn't matter. The tzara is not affected. One more kasha. How do you know that the aleha is coming to create an isser to tell you that the makam yibum, right? The erva is aser. The tzara is aser because the makam mitzvah tzara is aser. Dilma lehetera, perhaps. Work the other way around. Aleha is actually coming to you matter or something. Listen to this. V'achay kamer rachmar. Torah means as follows. Isha l'chayis le'sikach. Don't marry wife and sister. Litzrar, which means both of them are asr. Why he relates a rasa? So the erva is aser, my wife's sister is aser, and even the wife's sister's tzara is aser. Shalom b'makom aleha. Right? If it's even if it's a non-mitzvah situation, just like the erva is aser, the erva tzara is aser. You can never marry your wife's sister or any other wife that was involved with that sister in the same household as that sister. In a non-mitzvah setting, married to a stranger with somebody else. But if it's an aleha situation, meaning, if they fell to you, liyibim, they're both married to your brother. So Shem is the part of his brother left behind. Rachel and Leah, Rachel being Shimon's erva, and Leah being a tsar of that erva. Shteim mataris, maybe they're both mutar. It's a makom mitzvah. How do you know Leah is coming to you restrictive and tell you, even in a mitzvah situation, a certain extent to the tsar, etc., as we said earlier? No, maybe the other way around. Leah's come to you mutar or something. Don't marry arayis. Don't marry tsaris of arayis. If it's a Leah, then the Isurim fall off. They're both mutter. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Im kein legalis arvasa dechad ha'hechem ishkachasla. Keep in mind, this pasuk had a double mashmois. Remember, there was the Lashon Litzrer, which indicated that the Erev and the Tzor is Aser, a double Iser. And we had the singular Lashon, legalis arvasa. Only one of them was Aser. Which one is it? Is it a single Isser or is it a double Isser? So the Gemara concluded, depending on the situation. In a Yibam situation, they're both us, the Erva and the Tzarev, who joined her in this Yibam, Nefila. That's Litzra, both. It's a double Isser. If it's a non-Yibam situation, the Erva is us, but not the Tzarev. Tzarev is unaffected if it's unrelated to Yibam. So the single Isser applies when it's non-Yibam entity. The double Isser applies in a Yibam situation. So what are you suggesting now? You have a kash. Perhaps the Torah is trying to imater, not trying to add Isser, trying to imater Arayis because of Yibam. So in the case of Yibam, they're both mutter. Because Aleah is coming to tell you, in Aleah, in the case of Yivam, you have Aleah, they're both mutter to accommodate the Yibam. When it's a non-Yibam situation, they're both Aser. The Isha, the Achoisa, right? And the Litzrer, sister-in-law and the Tzar. So what about that singular Lashon? What about the single Isser? When are you going to apply that? We're left with an extra drush. Im kein legalis arvasa, dechada hechemeshkachsa. How are you going to apply the drusha? Based on the words legalis arvasa aleha, which is a single Isser. One woman is Aser, only one, not the other. When does that happen? Yibam makom mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah involved, Yibam involved, shtei mutaris. You just suggest to me everything is mut. No Isser whatsoever, zero. Isha lo makom mitzvah. It's a non mitzvah setting. Shtei nasuris, they're both Aser. So it's either all or nothing. According to your suggestion, it's all or nothing. I'm left hanging with the drasha. That's unapplied. It doesn't make sense, right? So, evidently, our approach is correct. The double Isser for the Erva and the Tzor applies in a Yibam setting. That's what the Pasuk Aleh is coming to tell you. In a Yibam setting, they're Aser. But in a non-Yibam setting, if it's not Aleh, just a typical situation where a man has two women. One is my erva, the other one isn't, that other isha doesn't get affected by the erva. Because in a non-mitzvah yibum setting, there's no concept of tzaris erva. So bottom line is we have sort of three elements in that pasuk. We have litzver, which tells you both nashim are aser. That's in a mitzvah yibum setting. We have legalis ervasa, only she is a single iser. Only the erva, that's in a non-mitzvah setting. Only the erva is us. And that's what we need a leah to tell you. We're speaking about it in a mitzvah setting. Which you think is perhaps counter logic. In Mokam Mitzvah, there's more Isra. Yeah, that's why the Pasuk Aleh is coming to stress this whole Isra is B'mokam Yibum. In Mokam Yibum, the Erev and the Torah are Asr. But in non Yibum situation, only Erev is Asr, the Torah is Mutar. Goofa, let's go back to Rebbe, who came up with the same halacha, came to the same conclusion from a different approach, from a different angle, from a different pasuk. Rebbe Emi v'lokach v'lokach v'yabam v'yibma, coming to tell you less of tzoris v'arois, coming to add the tzoris to the Yisr. Asks the Gemara, how does he see it from these psukim? Midi tzoris k'siva hacha, where do we find tzor in the pasuk? V'lokach v'yabma, talking about the Yivam herself. V'oid, you're looking for the Issa of Tzoros? Mila Tzror Nafka. You have the other pasuk of Isha Lachos L'Sikach Litzror. Why can't Rebbe use that pasuk? Answer is, he uses that for something else. Litzror. Mopically, Rebbe to Reb Shimma, he tells us that it goes to Reb Shimma's halacha. Rashi brings it from Daf Ches, that I was speaking where Reuben and Shimon were married to, Reuben was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Leah, so two brothers to two sisters, they both passed away same time. Both sisters fall to Levi, the Yavam. Now he's stuck because he faces a dilemma here. If he marries one Yavam, he can't marry the other, right? Because they're sisters. So Reb Shimon says they're both Potter. He learns from Litzrer, when the two sisters introduce themselves, the Yavam, in a Tzara state. They're both sort of competing Yavamis. So there's no Yavam on either one. Okay, we're going to see that Bez Hashem back later on the Chav Ches. So Litzra is applied to that halacha. Okay, that answers that question. The first question was, in the words of Alokcha of Yibma, where we have any indication of Tzaris? Tzara hachaksiv? Or Tzara hechaksiva? Where do we find Tzaris? Come, listen close. This is the pasuk. This is the drash. Im came, because otherwise, lema krova lokach. Just say v'lokach. Marry the Yivama. My v'lokcha. Why is the pasuk stressed? There's a choice. Sort of your faith was a choice. This Yivama, that Yivama, let me take this one. Oh. The Torah is telling you that Yivam only applies when you have a choice. Kol heicha d'ikatrei l'kuchen. We're speaking when you have two Yivamas. And it's up to you. It's your prerogative. It's your decision. D'iboy nasav hai. If he wishes, he can marry Rachel. D'iboy, if he wishes, nasav hai, he can be miyavam le'ah. Shari, then they're both mutter. Basically, it's a standard, conventional situation of Yibam. Reuben passes away, leaving over two Yivamis, Rachel and Leah. No Erva involved. Two women, plain Nashim. Shimon the Yavam, that's a choice. Yivam is applied to the entire household, meaning you may have one Isha, and that addresses everybody. So you have a choice, Rachel and Leah, Idi Mini, decides he takes Rachel. But if he doesn't have that choice, why? Because one of those Nashim happens to be his daughter. Happens to be his sister, his aunt. So there's an Erev involved in the bias, in the household of Yivam. Then not only is the Yavam exempt, the Yivam exempted, but the Tzora as well. Tarvai, Viloi, Tarvai, Asir, and both Asir. So the Pasuk is telling you that when you are faced with two potential Yavamis, and you have an open choice, which one to be Miyavim, then you can choose whichever one you want. But if you have no choice, not up to you, because one of them is disallowed from Yibam, then they're both off limits. That's the first part of the drasha. And it could have said V'yibam. It says V'yibma. It's coming to stress to us. It's coming to set the bedrock, the basis for this halacha. What are we speaking about? A Tzara is always Asur? No, only in a Yibam situation. Because Tzara is a Yibam concept. A joint Yibam household with an Erva. B'makam Yibam. B'yibam b'makam Yibam without Sira Tzara. This Isra Tzara is only a Yibam related concept. Shalai b'makam Yibam. If it's not a Yibam related situation, Shari Yitzara. Tzara is always Mata. And this is Rebbe's Makar for the concept of Isra Tzara b'makam Yibam. Okay. V'rabbonon, what do they do with these psukim? Rebbe's psukim. Hai v'lachim ayavdilei. Miboilu. They need it for the following halach. Look at Rabbi Yisra v'chanina. Damar Yisra v'chanina. What do we learn from Velakha? Melamed Shemegar Shebeget. The Yivama is now his wife. So although typically you don't marry a sister-in-law, but in the case of a Yibam, The Torah mandates it. It becomes his wife, and don't think it's just a one-time thing. He can be megarish with a get as well. Once she's his wife, you go through regular, ordinary procedures. Get, whatever works by regular isha works by the yevam. Umachzira, and even if after he divorces, he can remarry her like an regular isha. Don't think, well, it's a one-time deal. It's a one-time shot. Once he's megarish, it's over. She reverts to being the isser of sister-in-law. No, she remains his yevam, and he can remarry her. That comes from velakha. It's a regular lekuchen, a regular isha. Right? Like it says, ish kikach ish isha, right? Lashon lekuchen applies to regular isha. From the word v'yivama you learn, al karcha, even against the will, it's a unique halacha by yivam. The Rabbi, who already used this pukim for the isha tzora, the Rabbi Yisra Chanina, has he know those halachas? Mele isha, nafka. So lekocha le isha, she's a regular isha, with all the halachas of the isha. He can use a get if he needs to, can remarry if he wants. What about al karcha? How do you know against her will? Miyivama yava yaleh nafka. The extra words yava yaleh indicate even balkach. Okay, let's do a brief chazar of today's daf. It's out of Akasha. Why is it that we need a pasuk to disallow yivam by an erev? Isn't obvious to us? Isn't that pasha because an erev has a karis and a mitzvah yivam is only an asay? How can an asay do away with asay? Well, it's asay karis. We have two basic approaches. One is, yes, perhaps we have a reason to think that a erva is also mutal yibum because we're going to compare it to Eishas Ach, the concept of a sister-in-law, which is mutal yibum, perhaps all the other rais as well, and therefore we need a pasuk to disallow. Then we have Rava. Rava says, you know what? A pasuk for erva? You don't need. Of course she's asal yibum. It's karis. A pasuk is only for the tzara. And is learned from Litzra. Rebbe, that was Rabbi. Rebbe says that the Isser for Tzara is learned from a different pasuk. V'lakach v'lakcha, as we explained. The Gemara went through the all the psukim here. The Gemara concluded like this: that the pasuk of Isha l'achoysal is sikach Litzra legalos ervasa ale b'chaya. We see everything. Everything that we're looking for. Because you see, the word Litzra indicates it's a double Isser. Erva's Asr. Tzara's Asr. The Gal is Ervasa. Sounds like we're speaking about one person. So which one is it? One or both? Aleo is the key to the solution here. Aleo means B'makah Mitzvah. Yivama Yaveh Aleo. This concept of Isad Tzara is only in a B'makah Mitzvah. But Erva is universal. Even in a non-Mitzvah situation, Erva's Asr as well. We more analyzed Rebbe's Drasha. V'lokach v'lokcha v'yabam v'yibma. We came to the same conclusion. V'yibma tells you, but Lakha tells you, if you're faced with two potential Yavamis and you have a choice of marrying either one, then you can take either one. But if you have no choice, i.e., one of them is Asr, she's an Erva, then both are off limits. Not only the Erva, but the Tzara as well. But that's only when it's in a Yibum setting. This concept of a Tzara being affected by an Erva is because she joined her in a Yibum setting. She fell together in a bias echad of Yibum. It's a Yibum concept. If part of the bias, one of the household, it's prevented from doing yibum, the entire household is affected as well. And that's what we learn from where? V'yibma. This is a yibum related concept. We concluded with the concept of a yivama really reverting to a status of a regular wife regarding get, regarding remarrying. And we learned the halacha of yivama, yivale, v'alkarcha. And these halachas that are essentially agreed upon by all, just depends on where you learn it. All the best to you and much, much hatzlacha.